We're at the state capitol in Lincoln talking to Larry Floor from Chapel, who is chairman of the Nebraska Wheat Board, and we're just ahead of the hearing on the bill to change the structure of the wheat checkoff in the state, the Agriculture Committee hearing. Larry, I guess this is something you guys have been working on for quite a while, and probably exciting to be here today.
Yes, it is. We've been looking forward to this for quite some time, and there is a process of getting it adjusted, the change in assessment, and you have to jump through the hoops, so it takes a little bit of effort, but this is the first step.
Okay, so what you're wanting to do, explain it to me again.
Okay, we currently have a wheat checkoff based upon a per bushel basis at a cent and a quarter, and we're asking that, by the way, was established in 1989. And obviously our costs of promoting wheat and marketing and so forth and wheat research have consistently risen over that period of time. And along that period, we're also getting the corn acres have been moving out west and taking some acres away from wheat. So our annual budget has been declining and at a time when we need to invest more money. So we're asking for an increase in the assessment to a half a percent of value of the wheat per bushel.
So give me a rough idea of what this might do for you budget-wise if this were to pass.
Well, hopefully the overall thing obviously would be an increase in budget to meet our increasing costs, but we're by going to a percent of value, we think that it'll give us a more stable income when there is a declining number of bushels due to either drought or weather situations or less planted acres, that the demand might hold up the value because of a shorter wheat crop, and therefore we'd be able to maintain a stable budget.
And as I understand it, the wheat checkoff in this state, or what you're pulling in right now, is some of the lowest in the country as far as other states are concerned?
Yeah, we're pretty much out of the 18 states, 19 states that have checkoffs. We're one of about three near the bottom, and most of the states are have been switching, that have been adjusting their value, have been going to a value-based system, and it seems to work a lot better for them.
Can wheat make a comeback in Nebraska? Can wheat acres make a comeback, or are you just hoping to kind of stabilize it where it's at?
Well, yes and no. A lot depends upon world demand, of course, because over half of the wheat in Nebraska is exported, and we depend solely upon exports. But if you read and understand and recognize the need for supplying the protein for all the people that are supposed to be here by 2050, 9 billion people in the world, wheat's going to be an important part of that. And research is going to be vitally necessary to meet that growing demand. And so we're hopeful that through this process, over a period of time, we're going to stabilize our wheat production in the state and perhaps turn it around and be more competitive with the higher yielding crops such as corn and soybeans.
In particular, what has to happen to do that? I mean, it's just a matter of boosting yield?
Yes, and I think we're getting a lot of private companies investing in wheat, and they feel that the future is very good for wheat. And we're not only looking for a boost in yield, we're looking for nitrogen use efficiency being a major part of the new varieties, as well as insect resistance and disease resistance.
You know, there has been some resistance to the concept of biotechnology in wheat, genetically modified, but is that going to happen at some point?
Well, everybody tells us that in 3 to 5, I would say more like 5 years, that we're heading in that direction, and the world is beginning to recognize that the quote, if you want to call it, the fear of biotechnology may not be as bad as some people have thought. We've had that, of course, in corn. We've had it in soybeans. We're seeing it in alfalfa. We're seeing it in sugar beets. So wheat, because of its complex genome, has been very hard to map and get to that point. So we're lagging behind the other commodities. But I think it's going to be accepted in the future, yes.